If you are hungry for lunch or dinner today and you want to get out of Lincoln, good place on Highway 6 in Ashland is Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
Philman's.
Go see Phil and the team
my voice there.
For lunch or dinner. Great steak options. Also, walleye, Chilean sea bass, sitlift the crab, fried rice for an app for a side. Excuse me.
We love try the walleye one time. It'll change your life.
We love the cookie skillet. You mentioned the ticket. You get a free cookie skillet
free.
For you and your group.
Then it'll change your life again.
That's right.
That's a life changer. Nothing changed it more than that. And how would you hold the spoon when you ate it, Steve?
Don't do this.
Just show us. Yeah. Just show us how you hold the spoon. There's a pen,
it's
right?
It's a pen. It's
yeah.
The spoon.
He holds it. Yeah, it's interesting how he shovels
God,
it.
God, I get, you know, I've been getting that from my family for years. For years. I think, since I was a kid.
I think rightfully so. It's odd.
It's you odd. Know what, though?
It's weird.
You know what it is at Ruhlman's? It's your safe place.
That's right.
You can hold your spoon however you want, and it's going to be okay. And Phil makes it okay. Phil's okay with that because everyone's comfortable.
It's a safe place.
Everyone's comfortable at Philman's.
It is a safe place. Yeah. Nobody would ever say anything like that, yes. Jake.
No.
It's weird.
Yeah. It is weird, but...
Is it, do you see it? Is it that
I don't know why... Yeah. Why using the whole hand like
yeah,
that? It's very aggressive odd. With the whole fist.
Yeah, the fist. It's very... Okay. Yeah.
I'll consider
it. It's like you have the whole...
I don't think you can change.
You have the entire spoon in your hand.
I think right now at age 59, I don't think that's going to change. You're doing it since you were five. Yeah, I don't think this is changing.
Kind of built into this
point. Just go with
it
and Phil will adjust. But it's your safe place.
Safe spot for everybody.
For everybody, yes.
I like that. I think Phil would appreciate the characterization of Ruhlman's as a safe place.
Stop by for lunch and dinner.
No judgment
Ruhlman's.
Zone.
And by the way, if you want to join us for our event, August 27th, the day before the game.
The day
not the
before.
20th, the 27th. We're going to have a preview for the game and for the season. Boom, the boom, stool boom, at Ruhlman's.
Boom, boom, boom,
with the tuba
boom,
in the background boom, the whole time.
Boom, boom.
You can call Phil for a table at 402-780-8887. Seven. Dinner
one more time.
And a show. 402-780-8887.
Sign up today.
Yes. Do not delay. Tables will fill up quickly for this event.
Full breakdown of the upcoming game.
It'll be fun before we head down to Kansas City. Some news in volleyball.
Ooh, State.
John Cook, you might remember that name. You know, legendary coach. One of the best of all time, if not the best of all time. In volleyball, retired, of course, after last season. Danny Busman Kelly, now the head coach
DBK
of Nebraska. But John Cook's not going away because John Cook, as of yesterday, is now the co-owner and the GM of the Omaha Supernovas. So if you thought he was going to go into Wyoming and just go away into retirement, nope, John Cook's still around. Co-owner, GM of the Supernovas of now the Major League Volleyball League.
So did you see what's going on here?
What's that?
It's like a joust between the Supernovas
and Love Volleyball.
And Love Volleyball.
Yes.
We got Jordan Larson. We got Kristen Bernthal Boost. Okay. We're coming with John Cook.
It is a fight. It's a joust for sure.
Know. I mean, I don't know if that's what
jousting.
It's jousting. There's some jousting in Omaha with professional volleyball right now.
Yeah. Isn't that something, John? It's interesting conversation for older people like me and Bill because.
What if you had that type of. How interesting this would be. Imagine this setup.
What?
Come to Nebraska and play, and then the Supernovas will also be all Huskers.
Or Love Volleyball, too.
Yeah.
They can compete for Huskers, too. See, there's two competing. Well, the teams
and they both want the Huskers. They both want Huskers.
They're in different leagues, so they don't. I don't think they compete head on.
No, they do not.
But
they're
they can
leagues.
Compete for people.
Yes.
You know? So, yeah. Now it's a good setup. You're right. You're exactly right. I don't know what they pay, but I'm sure it's okay.
Imagine if you went if you played football for Nebraska and you're guaranteed also to get drafted by the Rams.
Yeah.
Maybe, well, if you come here,
that'd
then
be
you
pretty
also,
cool.
Maybe it? Pretty cool. Why would I go to Nebraska? Well, you're guaranteed to get drafted by one of the NFL teams.
And make some money no matter what.
And make some money no matter what.
And you don't even have to really move if you don't want to. So, yeah, Nebraska, it's LOVB.
That's right.
Now, what you wonder about them, as Chattel points out.
Tom Chattel.
Yeah. You know, but Sean pointed out yesterday too, is they changed it. I think it was Omaha.
Yes, now it's Love, Nebraska.
Yeah, so now I think that maybe
hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redrazz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's possible you'd see him move around.
That's correct. He'll play in different cities.
Well, we don't know that for sure, do we?
Likely. That's, you know,
they are likely?
Yeah.
They might play. They might play in Central City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, or Kearney or whatever.
How cool would that be?
Well, it gives them a little marketing juice.
Oh, absolutely.
Compared to just being Omaha like John Cook Supernovas are. So Love Volleyball can now go around the state.
Right.
With, wow. As Love Nebraska.
Wow. That is an incredible marketing tool.
Agreed.
It seems like that's what the deal is.
As all of a sudden, Pender High Gym, what do you got tonight? Well,
Volleyball. We got Jordan Larson, Lexi Rodriguez.
We got professional volleyball from players that you know. I mean, you couldn't get a ticket. Couldn't get in.
Probably not. So, yeah, big John Cook's
still in the game.
The question, okay, so free agency starts for that league today.
Okay.
Now, is this
Sean covering this?
No. Is that John? Is he?
Well, he's the GM, I would think, yeah.
So he's working.
You're the GM, you're doing free agency.
This isn't a figurehead,
I don't
think.
Is he at the ranch? Is he at his ranch doing this? Is he on the phone? Does he have a landline?
My point is, I don't think this is figurehead. I think he's working.
Yeah, he's the co-owner and GM. He's getting very involved.
I don't think you have a lot of figureheads.
GMs.
No, because you have to be. You don't have a lot of fluff employees.
No.
There's no place for the money. It's not like
100. Good point.
If you're working, you're really working.
Yeah, he's not just GM title. Then there's like a 30-year-old guy really doing it. You know, no, he's probably working. That's always interesting to me when a guy retires and says, "No, I'm just gonna keep working." You know.
That's John Cook.
Bob Stoops did that. Was it UFL or USR?
XFL.
Whatever it was. He did the XFL.
Stoops is a head coach.
For several years.
Yeah. Nobody really even notices.
Yeah, it's like, I'll do it. I'll knock it. Because it's fun. How long do you have to do it? 4 months. And it's 4 months. And then what about this like that? No, I'm not doing that. But I'll run the team for that time. Get the staff together, a bunch of your old buddies.
Yeah.
Also, we mentioned DBK, the head coach. By the way, her first year, they're picked number one preseason. So no pressure.
The coach's
go
poll,
win the title.
The coach's poll, and she voted for him. She voted for Nebraska, which makes sense. It's the coach's poll. They got
ABCA coach's poll.
Yeah, they got Nebraska got 40 first place votes. Penn State got 21. 61 coaches. Only two teams got it. And she voted for her team number one, which I guess you'd expect.
Yeah, I don't know how that really works out.
What would you do on that?
I'd probably like to abstain. I'd be like, I wouldn't even want to vote, I don't think.
She said, we don't have any real holes.
Yeah. So I don't.
They're loaded. They are loaded.
In the history of coaching, I'd like to have some more examples of this. Of like, just say it's who retired in football. And then the next year, the team was number one. Urban Meyer steps down.
Right.
It was Ryan Day. I don't remember if they were one.
They were.
They'd have been highly ranked.
This is the first time it's ever happened in the ABCA poll that a first-year coach.
I mean, it's like that would – imagine all of a sudden they're like, I got to change the culture. Well, you have the best team.
Loaded.
Yeah.
Loaded. No real weaknesses is what she said.
Yeah.
We don't really have weaknesses.
Yeah. I remember that when
– isn't that something?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I remember the first year that we won the Mountain West in Urban Meyer's first year at Utah, and the holdovers were myself and Kyle Whittingham, and he's kind of like, doing this. Well, what do you think? I'm like, we're loaded. How good are we? We're the best team in the league.
And you were right.
Like, where are we?
You know.
Even close? Yeah, maybe close, but we're the best team in the league, and we won the league.
You generally know.
We went the last 10 quarters of the season, didn't get scored on. Imagine that. 10 quarters in a row, didn't get
That'll
scored
work.
On. Half of Wyoming.
Were you,
all
what
of
were you
BYU,
coaching?
What's that? I had the dimes, the nickels, and the safeties.
Nice
and
job.
The corners.
Nice job.
I had them all. I had the whole group, had all six, but I had a graduate assistant. And it's Jay Hill, who is now the defensive coordinator for BYU. So as a graduate assistant, I could let him go with the corners and felt great about it. So position. But the point was that was the conversation. Well, how good are we? Well, we're really good.
Really good.
Like, how good? We're the best in the league.
That's a
John
good feeling.
John
Cook. Not done yet. The co-owner and GM of the Supernovas.
Wow. Big news.
It is significant news. When we come back, Rick Heyman's song of the day.
Oh, we got Heyman.
Is next, an early break in the ticket.